podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. All right, sweetums, we are back. Are you back?
Sorta.
So it is now June 5th, Thursday, June 5th. And it's been an interesting day. We'll just leave it at that. We have a lot to talk about in this episode. We have an entire weekend of Vegas. My dogs are walking around in the background. You can hear their nails ticking.
I think only you can hear it.
I don't know. I can hear it pretty darn loud. But we have a whole weekend to go through. We'll see if we can get through it in one episode. It might turn into a double. I don't know.
I think it'll be two.
Because there's a lot of other stuff I want to touch on, too.
And we went to Say Less as well.
And, yes. So yeah, this might turn into a double episode. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But really quick, cheers. Yes, I'm like, there's something I wanted to do really fast.
Cheers.
You didn't bring your drink up? Cheers. All right, you wussed out on me tonight. So, it's Thursday. We have a big weekend coming up, and I think you wussed out on me for that reason, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe or not. So, like I said, today is Thursday, June 5th. Tomorrow, we are going to Long Beach, Inglewood.
Yeah, Inglewood.
Just Long Beach.
Just Long Beach.
Why are you yawning? The night is young.
It's
10:30. So, the night is young. We are going to... So, anyways... So we didn't do a huge night of drinking tonight because, A, I got to get up really early tomorrow, and I didn't want to be hungover in the morning, and tomorrow we're going to Long Beach because we're going to the Cali Vibes music festival.
Reggae.
So we are going out there Friday night. We have a couple of bars we're going to hit, some tiki bars, and then the actual music festival, we're only going on Saturday, just the one day. It also goes to Sunday, but there wasn't enough interest in the bands playing on Sunday for us to do a full day there. So We're just doing it on Saturday, and should be a good time. We're going to see some of our favorite bands, Dirty Heads, Aurora Wave.
That's a tough one.
It's a hard one to say with my speech impediment. The R's, Aurora. Yeah, it's a tough
one.
I'll
just do it for you.
All right. And when I point to you, you say it.
I have a friend who can't say tour.
Tour.
So she'll just look at me and be like, you know, that thing. And I'm like, tour.
All right. So you're my, when I point to you, you say it. So we're going to see some of our favorite bands. We're going to see Dirty Heads, Stick Figure.
Aurora Wave.
There you go. Which if you haven't heard of the band.
Aurora Wave. I wasn't looking at you.
They are, there's a reggae band out there called Ayaterra, and the lead singer of that band, Nate, he actually left that band a little over a year ago, and he started his new band called
Aurora Wave.
And they are a very interesting fusion of like screamo, metalcore, and reggae. And
things you never thought you'd see together.
Things you never thought you would need.
Aurora Wave.
So check them out if you're into different stuff. It's pretty cool. They blend like reggae and rock, metal, and it's just it's pretty cool. It's chill stuff and it's a good time. They've elevated to one of my top listening bands once again on Spotify. You can find them,
Aurora Wave,
and they just released a new song tonight. You're welcome. But anyways, So we're going there, and we got some vanilla time, just you and I, and then we actually just talked to some friends we've met a little over a year ago at Athena's, and they're coming out there with some friends. We might meet up with them and smoking of the weeds, they say.
I don't smoke of the weeds.
We don't smoke of the weeds, but yeah, should be a good time. And then, shit, what else we got coming up? We got, June 14th. So next Saturday, we are going to Athena's summer beach party, which Athena's, if you haven't been there, it's a resort style big ass house party in Fontana, California. And it's very seasonal. They don't do anything like during the winter because it's all outdoor. They have a pool, a big stage.
Yeah, I think one of their last parties is Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. I think they do a New Year. Yeah, they do a New Year's.
Oh, they do a New Year's.
But maybe. It's we've never done that one.
No, so it's all outside and it's freaking cold.
Exactly. So we're going there for one of their big parties this year, June 14th, Athena. So if you guys want to hang out, I know we have a lot of Sweetums up there in the northern Riverside County area.
Okay.
So if you guys want to join us there, you know where it's at. Shoot us a message on our sex line. And then after that, June 21st, we're going to a local pool party. It's summertime, baby.
Swinger season.
It's that time. So we are going to another local, it's a private pool party, but it's pretty much open to the public. So if you guys are in the Riverside County and would love to South Riverside County for the June 21st Saturday party, hit me up and I can give you all those deets. And then see after that, what do we have? Oh,
we have Butt's birthday,
June 27th. You know her as Beard. I mean,
no, you don't know her as Beard. You know him as Beard.
You know them as Beard and Butt.
Yeah.
We are going to be celebrating Butt's birthday at the Beer and Wine Garden.
Wine and Beer Garden.
Something like that.
In we Old always Town, say it backwards.
Right. In Old Town Temecula. That is a public invite. Again, if you guys want to join us, hit us up. We can give you all the deets. If you go to
Beard wants everybody to be there.
Beard wants everybody. Like he wants, yeah. He said invite the entire world. So
world, it's up to you.
This is going out to the two listeners in North Korea. If you can make the flight, come join us.
It's a vanilla bar.
It is a vanilla bar, but this bar is known as the swingers bar. It is. Everybody ends up there and, you know, weird shit happens.
Jenna.
So, yeah, it's going to be a really fun time. And then we're something in July, too, right? I feel like I think we got something in July.
Yeah, we're going to EDR.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. July 11th through the 13th.
Assuming everything goes as planned with EDR, we will be there.
EDR is a touchy subject. So as of right now, EDR is putting out all the advertisements that they are renovating, they are remodeling, they are supposed to be ready to reopen to the LS on
July 1st.
That's what they're saying. As of an email I got a couple of days ago, they are full go, and that's fantastic. However, I've reached out to Don to do an interview to, you know, talk about it and let's spice up this party. And initially he's like, yeah, let's talk tomorrow, which was 2 weeks ago, I think. And then I have not been able to get him on the phone. He's leaving me ghosted on my text messages. And so I don't know. I'm trying to be positive. I think what's probably going on is he doesn't know me.
Right.
He doesn't know how I'm going to approach the podcast with him. and he probably doesn't want to get himself in trouble.
Yeah.
Which I understand. And I wasn't planning on having like a gotcha moment. I just wanted to like bring the truth out. Let's talk about it. And, you know, let's bring this place back to its former glory, because we all benefit
better,
from it.
Better than its former glory.
Let's make it a little bit better. But so, you know what? If we don't end up talking to him before that date, you know, that's our plan. We're going to go out there. We're going to spend the weekend out there. And, yeah, we'll bring in an honest review, and hopefully it's back. Guess who's back? EDR's back. So if you guys don't know what EDR is, you have to live under a rock, because we talk about it pretty much every episode. But EDR is a clothing optional LS resort in Palm Springs, California. And it is one of our favorite places to go when it's operating as an LS resort. But they pulled some hanky-panky over the past year.
They pulled the hanky-panky.
They pulled the whole hanky-panky. And they decided to, say, screw you, LS. We're just going to be a adult only. And that didn't quite last a year. So, yeah. We'll see how it goes. I've talked to a couple of people that have gone there during the week, and they say, you know, they've had a decent time, but, you know, we'll see. I just feel like EDR has burned a lot of bridges within the LS community.
Yeah.
And I was really hoping to have an honest conversation with Don and kind of help build that trust back up. Because right now it feels like back when they first started shutting down, it was like every other day was a different story, a different level of a freedom that was taken away. Like it started this, then you couldn't do this, and all of a sudden you couldn't do this. And before you know it, it was like Disneyland. And
not Disneyland.
Not quite. Disneyland's
people
more
describe
fun.
Things as Disneyland as being good. So that wasn't just that's because true. You don't like Disneyland doesn't mean that's how you should describe something that people don't like.
Some people were like, oh, Disneyland. We love Disneyland. This sounds like a fantastic place. No. So yeah,
that metaphor didn't really work.
It worked for me. It worked perfectly for me. So we are planning on going out there with full intent. And that is also Dr. Feelgood's birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be at another resort.
SSR,
which we don't know anything about. So we're hoping to try to figure out a way to do both, at least do like a daytime drop in at SSR and celebrate a little bit with him. And we haven't figured out all the logistics yet, but I'm pretty sure as we're driving there, we're going to listen to one of my favorite bands.
Aurora Wave.
Thank you. You're paying attention. So that is most of our upcoming stuff. But what have we done most recently, really quick? We did, well, you said it, the Say Less.
Say Less. We went to Say Less meet and greet, which was really fun. Tons of people that we hadn't seen in a while, actually.
Yeah.
Like friends that.
Yep.
It's so funny. Like people just pop up. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah. You're like, oh yeah.
We met some new couples.
We did. That's Say Less Productions. You can find them on Cassidy as well.
Yeah. So it was a fun time.
Yep.
It's at a vanilla bar, but they had a band going, a 90s band.
Mm-hmm.
And,
and it's pretty cool. The bar, they recognize, I think they recognize the worth of our group.
Yeah.
Because we go there and we travel with some pretty heavy numbers and we love to drink and we party. So he actually puts aside multiple tables for us.
Yeah,
and
he accommodates for sure.
And he assigns a waitress just to us, and he really takes care of us. So we do enjoy going there. Faux shower. They are becoming like the beer and or wine and beer garden of Marietta. So looking forward to that. I'm not sure if there's a Say Less going on in June, because there's a lot going on in June, but if there is, we will make sure we give you that date.
Give you the info.
And really quick, I just wanted to I wanted to talk about all of our socials and how you can reach us. So First off, you can find us at our super secret
what?
Sweet Side of Life sex line at 951-226-5261. Once again, that's 951-226-5261. You can text us there. You can call us and leave voicemails. You can send me naughty pictures. I very much enjoyed that.
Have you gotten any recently?
Not recently, which is why I have to pimp out this number again.
It's been slow.
And business has been slow on that number with the news, at least.
You're definitely not as good of a mood lately, so I can tell something's happening.
I am not
getting your morning vagina pictures.
It's been a rough couple of weeks, so yeah. Ladies, help me out. And then, of course, you can find us. Our email is thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. You can check our TikTok, Sweet Side of Life Podcast. We have an X, which is, you know, aka Twitter. That is at Sweet Side Pod. I actually just uploaded our first thing today on that. We have a bunch of followers, but I have never done anything with it. It was more of like just a blanket kind of, here you go. And you can also find us our link pop. We have a link pop, which we're going to be expanding on. So if you go to thesweetsideoflife.com, not podcast, just thesweetsideoflife.com, it'll take you to our link pop, and that's going to have links to our Spotify's, to our Apple's, and eventually we're going to come out with a clothing line. Because I recently joined a Facebook group, a Pineapple Facebook group. And I posted a picture of us, and I happened to be wearing our Sweet Side of Life podcast shirt. Mm-hmm. It's got like the skull on it and all that. And a bunch of people in the chat were like, oh, that's a dope shirt. Where can I get it? Where can I get it? And I think we need to start releasing some shit.
Yeah.
Right? So that kind of like sparked something. I'm going to have to look into it. I've never done like an online store where, you know, you upload images and then people buy it and it produces. I've got to look into it.
Right.
So another thing, ladies and gentlemen,
putting the cart before the horse here, yes, friends,
just trying to get excited. So we've talked about Blue Chew a lot, and I love Blue Chew, and I reached out to them and they have not reached back to me yet. I wanted to get like a personalized like referral code that was something like SSOL or something that made sense with the podcast. They have not gotten back to me. So my personal referral code is LHAS. So when you go to the website and you sign it up and you put in a coupon code, if you put that code in, you will get 20% off, or excuse me, $20 off your first order. And that's a fucking good deal.
Yeah.
So I actually, this link that it's a clickable link is also going to be in our, the text of the podcast, whatever you call it, the body link or whatever.
There
you go.
This whole time when I've been telling you to put your code in there, I thought this code was something like XBPQ2468000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
short because I was one of the first users of Bluetooth.
I think I already have it. LHAS.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Lahas.
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 Du Smitsch. Lahas. So, yeah, you guys get $20 off your first order of Blue Chew. And, yeah, check it out. And if something changes and I get that personal
and
one.
And everybody that you share your Blue Chew with, knowledge with.
Give them this code.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying you personally, yes. They all love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dope. I gave it to anybody and they love it. And they're begging me for more. It's, yeah. So anyways, that was a long commercial. So speaking of Blue Chew, if you guys remember a couple months back, we did that episode with Swingers Couch Podcast in a hotel room and we all cheersed on the Blue Chew.
Not we all, you men all.
The men. You didn't take any?
No. I mean, you can, I guess.
It stimulates your lady bits.
Yeah.
You tried that long time ago with a Viagra and I think you said it. it didn't do anything like directly. Like it just kind of made you warm, I think you said. Like it didn't necessarily.
I don't even remember doing that.
Yeah, you and I cheers to Viagra a long time ago.
Did we?
Many years. But anyway, so in that episode, we did cheers to Blue Chew. And that actually made me think about Swingers Couch on their Discord. They have a Discord called Swingers Paradise. I'm just hitting all the things right now.
You're getting all the things.
I'm on fire. I heard someone just talking. That was weird.
It's a dog barking.
That's babe. A dog barking?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of noises coming from outside today. So, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Swingers Couch podcast. They have their Discord. And Mr. Carlos, my Latin lover, was actually congratulating us inside the Discord. We, our podcast is now in the top 100 sexuality podcast in the entire universe. Like all of the universe.
All of the universes?
All of the universe. We're actually, I think it was 93.
You told me 91 earlier.
I don't know. 92, 91, somewhere in the 90s, which is pretty dope.
Yes.
That's like the top 1% of sexuality podcasts. So that's awesome. So when he told me that, that kind of, it gave me a little bit of a fire. Because it's like, you know, you do this and sometimes I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, you know, like it's fun, like meeting the people. And once we're here and doing it, it's fun. But just to thinking about
motivation to get up. It's like going to the gym.
Yeah, the motivation. I mean, we got to do it so late at night and and all day. I'm like, what are we going to talk about? Since we don't have a outline, I know it's all relying on me.
Oh, come on.
So
I'll just let you talk to yourself moving forward.
Let's do it. So that's really cool. So, yeah. If you guys are enjoying what you're here, make sure you know, review us and rate us and tell us to your friends so maybe we can climb up to 90. That'd be pretty dope. So, okay, I think we covered all of our to-dos. We covered our to-dids.
We did
our advertisements. All right, I think we're ready to restart that weekend.
Restart what weekend?
Memorial Day weekend.
Ah, yes.
So when did that technically start? Was it
Memorial Day weekend?
Was it Thursday?
We started Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Yeah. So okay. We flew into Vegas Thursday evening, super late. I think we arrived at like 11.
Yeah, because our flight kept getting delayed.
Again.
Yeah.
The freaking San Diego airport.
You'd think pizza. Just a simple flight.
I know. It's like literally 49 minutes. That's what they say. Literally. Not 50. Not 48. 49 minutes. And how are they like 2 hours late every time?
I remember I checked our
flight. They should literally just have one airplane that goes back and forth. Like why? They said, it's because we brought a plane in from that was delayed from the East Coast. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, why is this plane coming all the way from the East Coast? What's crazy?
I mean, it can, but why is my flight going to Vegas? They just have one plane. It's like the cruise ship from like Sandy or from like Long Beach to Ensenada. It's one ship.
Yeah.
It goes back and forth.
That's it.
You ride the ship, you get there.
I think there's enough people to facilitate that. Like, even if you just took down the amount of flights, just like trimmed it down maybe. Yeah. But what's crazy is that morning of the flight, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning and our flight was already delayed.
Yeah. I'm
like,
it.
How does, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Wild. So that made us start drinking in the airport, which for those that do that, you know how stupid expensive it is.
I think our airport drinking bill was more than our flight ticket.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Like
our tickets were like $50 and our drink, like each. And our drink bill from sitting there in the airport was like $180.
Yeah. That's where they get you.
And we had like, I think it was more than that.
I don't remember.
Because we had
I just closed my eyes.
I swear it's like
it.
$25 or $30 a drink.
When you're getting like buffalo sour doubles. I didn't. You get no buffalo
sour.
No,
we were doing. I had one of their specialty drinks that they had on the menu, and then I was drinking Tito's and soda.
Oh, okay.
And you were drinking vodka Sprite.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, so we started drinking on, and then on the airplane we had to have a cocktail.
Yes.
I need to post some pictures on TikTok. I have some that I can post because I don't want to post our friends' faces if
yes.
they don't want to be posted. But I do have some like that don't have faces in them that I can post.
Yeah.
So I should do that. But I
put them on Twitter too.
Yeah.
I mean X.
So yeah. So we got there super late. We were when we arrived. Sam and Cole, they already had like another agenda that they were doing. They were there. They were in Vegas, but I think he was working still or something, and then she was doing some other stuff. So we met up with
Michigan couple.
Yeah, Tom and Liz.
We were actually sharing.
We shared a suite with them. Yes. So we had a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom suite that we shared with them for the weekend. So we ended up just doing where we were was by the Cosmo. So I don't know if you've been to Vegas. So we went into the Cosmo, and all over my TikTok had been things, or like my reels or whatever, had been things of this speakeasy, the barbershop speakeasy. Yep. And so I really wanted to go to it. And since we were right there, I mean, we were dressed for nothing. I had like no makeup on. My hair was in a claw. Like it was just like,
I didn't
when we arrived at the hotel, Liz was already in her pajamas.
She's like, oh, we're going out.
Well, she was like, oh, I just didn't know I got like comfy, because they had been there way earlier. So they went and saw a show and did some stuff earlier in the day. So she was like, oh, I just didn't know, because she was coming down off of her drinking from earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. But she's like, I can get ready really fast. So we went over to the barber shop, stood in line, one of your favorite things to do.
I love
lines. But once you got inside, it was pretty cool. It was crowded. I mean, it was nut to butt.
Yeah.
And but it wasn't what you were expecting, right? Was it? I don't know.
Honestly, I had no expectations.
I know Tom and Liz weren't expecting it, because I kind of just told them it was a speakeasy, which it is. So they were thinking speakeasies like how we went to speakeasies, but it's like a concert speakeasy. Like there's a band in there.
I had seen pictures and I knew they had bands. So yeah. I knew it was going to be more of a concert hall than it was just a small dinky
bar. But it was
bar.
Tiny.
Yeah. Had a nice stage, good sound system. It was a fun place, but the layout was tough.
Yeah, there was like a lot of choke points.
A lot of choke points, and they did bottle service. So yeah, and everybody was running people over constantly with the...
Because they allowed for a lot of standing room, and then they had like couches in the middle of the freaking whole thing, and then couches on the side. So it was like hallways essentially that you're standing in. Mm-hmm. So you just felt like very much like I can't find a place.
I was constantly looking over my shoulder.
I literally was basically in the sound guy's lap at one point. I'm like, I'm just going to stand over here. And I essentially was like sitting in his lap. And so, but it was, I don't know. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad we went.
I think I would go back again.
The drink wasn't that good.
No, the drink wasn't the best for me. Since like we just
but got, I think that was our fault.
Yeah, but I think like for me personally, like we just got to Vegas, we got in the cab, we got to the hotel, everything was like a lot of tension through the airport. I mean, flying sucks, so I was already kind of like high strung.
And then we forgot to say that you got finger banged in the airport.
Yes,
that was hot. To backtrack,
that was hot. So but just I was already kind of on edge, like I wasn't loose, so it was kind of anxiety. But I thought the place was cool and has a lot of potential, so I wouldn't mind going back there, but on like a second night when we can kind of
and maybe maybe like reserve a table or something,
be the bottle service.
I don't know about bottle service, but I'm sure you can reserve, like there were tables that you could reserve, like high tops and stuff too. So yeah, but backtracking, we're going through a TSA, and you have your podcast equipment, which ended up not being used, and it should have. And I've told you, this is what you need to do, babe. Whenever I say get your podcast equipment out, and you're like, it's not a good time, just do it. Whatever records, records, and if we play it, we play it. If we don't, we don't. But at least we did it.
No,
because you might catch like gold. You never know.
Looking back, no conversation that happened was gold.
But the podcast wasn't out, so people might have been more.
Yeah, maybe. But I'll let you edit that. I'll let you edit.
Oh, that's why you don't want to do it.
Edit.
Then why'd you even bring it? Because you wanted to get fingered by TSA?
Yes. I thought there might be a time where it made sense. And it, in my opinion, there wasn't. There wasn't as much downtime that I potentially expected. So
that's because you kept us on a tight schedule.
I was trying to get
Beard was done. Beard was like, I really enjoy going on vacation with you guys, but maybe next time we schedule in some naps.
Got no time for naps. Naps are for the weak.
Sleep when I'm dead.
Exactly.
In the words of Bon Jovi.
I'm still catching up. So no, we so going through security, I have my backpack.
Backpack,
which has a CPAP in it, which you're supposed to pull the CPAP out separately, and then it had an iPad in it, which you had to pull that out, and then I put the mixer bag through the thing, but the mixer, in retrospect, I can see now it qualifies as an electric device.
You had the mixer still in the suitcase. You had a carry-on suitcase. You didn't take the mixer even out of the suitcase.
Yeah, that's right.
It was just completely in. It was in its own bag and in the suitcase.
That's right. So my entire night got flagged. So the TSA agent pulls me over to the side, and I forgot to take off my belt.
Yeah. So he had his belt on. He had a backpack that had all of his shit in it, not taken out properly. Clearly he was not listening to the woman yelling at all of us. He had his belt on still, and then he had a separate suitcase that had a mixer in it and steel cups, I think. And like, it was just like...
No, that was a water.
That was on the way home.
That was on the way home?
No.
No, that was the second. That was the way home.
Was it the way home?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the way home.
So I go through the security thing, and he calls me over. He's like, all right, I need to pat you down. And he turns me around and he shows me on the screen the areas he has to pat. And there's just a big red blotch on my crotch. And I'm like, all right, let's go. He goes, do you want to do it here? Do you want to go somewhere private? I go, we're doing it here, bud. Like, we're doing it. So I put my hands up. I'm like, go. And he went.
He did.
He went, yeah.
He cupped your nuts and everything.
He played with everything. And then finally we get over to where all of my suitcases were apprehended and pulled to the side and went through everything.
Literally all of the things you were carrying with you were being...
But TSA, I have one request.
Be consistent.
Be fucking consistent.
It's never consistent.
Because let's make one thing, the same rules everywhere. So because coming back from Vegas... I took all my shit out in line.
While we're in line.
And he waved me, goes, we don't care about any of that. Like, it was pointless.
You didn't have to take off anything.
Nothing.
You didn't have to take off your belt. You didn't have to take off your shoes. You didn't have to take off. You didn't have to take anything out of anything. Out of my bag.
But I did it because I was trying to be.
So we had it all. We were like carrying like multiple things through, passing by dogs and all this stuff.
Yeah. Just, I don't mind the extra steps. Just be fucking consistent.
Guys, like, you didn't need to do all of that.
Like, well, I got fucking raped in San Diego because I didn't do this. So I'm trying not to get my finger blasted whole again, you know?
I had a long weekend.
Exactly. I'm just trying to go home. So anyway, so back to Barber Cuts. So we finished that place. That was dope. And then I think... Did we do food at that point? I don't really remember.
It's been such a long time. Oh, we did. So Tom wanted to do. So we were gonna go. The other thing I wanted to do was go to the. There's a speakeasy pizza place inside of Cosmo. Cosmo has like a million speakeasies, different types. So I was like, let's go to the speakeasy pizza place. So we go up to the floor, find the hallway with the album covers on it, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a long line. And you're like, I literally just stood in the line. I'm not standing in another line. I'm not
doing two lines. Two lines in one night.
And then we're like, okay, well, where else do you want to go? And then Tom had in his brain that he wanted to go to the Taco Bell Cantina.
And I had never heard of this up to this point.
Yeah, I had. Actually, once he said it, I was like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. So... The Taco Bell Cantina is across the street by Planet Hollywood, and there's a DJ, there's alcohol, there's Taco Bell, of course.
They have like the yards.
Yeah, they have the yards.
And
they
can get like a full bar drink too.
Yeah, so it's two stories. So downstairs where you order your food.
Two-story Taco Bell, folks.
Yeah, two stories.
With a DJ.
With a DJ and alcohol. So you can get your Baja Blast with liquor.
By this point, it was, what, 2, 3 a.m.?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So you order your food, and then we went upstairs. That's where the DJ is. And then they have a full bar up there with the bartender and everything. And you can get married there for $777. It includes monogram shirts, a churro cake, an officiant, a reception at Taco Bell, probably some party packs, taco and burrito party packs.
I would hope.
Yeah.
And you just have to give them, 45 minutes heads up or
something? Yeah, it's like 45 minute. Yeah, advance notice or something like that.
Would you renew your vows?
At Taco Bell?
Your vowels.
My vowels. A-E-I-O-U.
Would you review your consonants at Taco Bell? I mean, that's a story.
It is.
I do want to renew our vows at some point. I don't know. That might be the way to go. I mean, shit, everybody does Elvis and...
Yeah, maybe.
Elvis give at any... Taco Bell. I have to think about that one.
We'll have to think about that one.
Bucket list.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was interesting and fun, and not the last time we will have been there.
Spoiler alert. And so I think that pretty much concludes Thursday night, right?
Yeah. I think Thursday was the first time Tom saw my tits.
That wouldn't be the first time.
In person.
In person, yes. I'm like, they're all over the profile.
In person.
Yes, that was interesting.
And you
had actually
all of us naked. Well.
Oh, that's right.
Me and Liz naked.
That was Thursday night?
Yeah.
I work fast. Yeah, that's right. I have a rule that when the women are in hotel rooms, tops are not allowed to be on. And I enforce that rule. And yeah, he went to bed. And then, we had you topless. We played
Cards Against Humanity topless.
Had her topless in a thong.
Yeah, she got almost fully naked.
Yeah. I think if I just pushed a little more.
Yep. Well, had he been awake.
Yes, I was like, I'm like, this is pretty far for him sleeping. He's going to be really bummed if he... I think he was already the next day. He's like, what?
Like, we should have taken pictures.
I should have.
With our tits in his face while he was asleep.
So that was Thursday night.
Yeah. So Friday, we did all of the tiki bars.
Yes.
Just Tom and Liz and us. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the rest of our party wasn't coming.
We did
in.
Breakfast sort of with Sam. But then they were doing Moria.
That's right, Moria Beach. Moria. Or whatever it's called.
The topless place at Mandalay Bay.
That's Mandalay?
I think so.
So that's right. So we did we went to our tiki bars. Introduced them to a boss. We went to my strip club.
Oh, yeah. We went to... So, we tried to set the bar really low for the strip club because it should be set really low. It's in Chinatown. It's...
Let's not even call it a club. Let's call it like a...
It's like a dive bar.
It's a strip building.
It's a dive bar with a pole in the middle of it.
Which the dancers occasionally dance on.
Yeah, they don't even want to be up there. Like, literally, one girl was checking her email while she was on stage.
Yeah, for
it
like
was so bad.
Normally, they would dance for two songs. So she went out there. She kind of danced.
She did half a dance for one. Well, and she was probably the best looking one there too.
The way it normally goes is so the first dance, they're in lingerie, The second dance is when their top comes off. That's how the, you know, it happens there. But yeah, the second song, she like went over to the corner and just kind of leaned over and was checking her email.
And you just see the light from her phone.
And the DJ was like, all right, so for the second song, she should be up there dancing, but I'm not really sure what she's doing, like on the microphone. We're just like laughing. But that's her place.
It was.
That's her place.
Wild.
My dancer was not there again.
No, she wasn't. Liz gave some dollar bills to one of the dancers.
Yep.
But I guess because the other one wasn't getting as much attention, she went and pouted in the corner and checked her email. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So anyway, so we weren't there very long.
The girls were not even like trying. Like none of the girls even came up to us.
They did. One girl did.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, she did.
I remember the waitress being the most friendly of them.
The waitress was friendly. But one girl came over and said hi, but we weren't interested.
Oh, said hi. Didn't say hi to me.
Said hi to all of us, like as a group. But then Liz started getting her buzz on, so she was feeling herself. And I was like, we're going to get kicked out of here or in a fight.
We got to go. She was dancing and shaking her booty like in the middle, like five times the amount of energy that any of the dancers had in there. And had we just moved her on the stage and made it amateur night, she probably could have made some money to, you know, pay off our drinks or something.
She could have.
But like you said, most dancers don't like when the audience is getting
upstaging
more,
them.
Yeah,
more I wonder attention. Why.
I don't get it at all.
I mean.
So yeah, it was only a matter of time.
Yeah, I was like, we gots to go.
Gotta get out of here. So we did the Tiki Bar Strip Club.
We did our speakeasy Mas Por Favor, the tequila speakeasy. And while we were there at our tequila speakeasy.
Yeah, well, we're sitting there. We're having a good time. We're getting ready to order some tacos. And then I get a phone call from Beard. We don't normally communicate via the phone calls.
Like texts. We're texters.
Yeah, we're all texters.
If any of our friends' calls were like, oh, shit, it's serious. Because we really don't call any of, I mean, very rarely do we call or talk to any of our friends on the phone.
It's all, we have multiple text groups with everybody involved. And we actually started a full Vegas text group.
Yeah, exactly.
That had all the attendant parties in. And that's how we've communicated up to this point. So I get a call from him. And I knew they were en route.
They
were driving. It was about a 4 to 5 hour drive. And I answer and he's like, dude, I'm in Baker right now, and Butt is like passing out next to me,
he thought at first she was seizing.
Yeah.
He wasn't sure.
He wasn't sure. She was just like in and out of consciousness and having issues. And he's like, is there a hospital around? And I'm like, fucking Baker? Like Baker's
it's
nothing.
It's the desert. There's a thermometer.
That's it.
Tell you it's fucking hot.
So I go on my phone and I'm trying to find a doctor's office, but there's literally nothing out there. I mean,
not
you're
even
lucky
a vet.
If there's a gas station. I was looking for veterinarian offices. I'm like, somebody with medical experience, you know?
I was on Yelp. I found one business on Yelp. I called it. It was a dial tone. They were clearly out of business.
Yeah.
We were all like searching everything.
Yeah. So
then you called him back.
So I called him back and I told him, I was like, You're an hour and a half either way. Either you continue going towards Vegas and you find something at State Line, or you go back to like Barstow, which is the next biggest city. And I said, but honestly, my thing I would do would be to just pull over to a major crossroads and call 911, because you'll get an ambulance where they can, you know, take care of her in the ambulance.
Yeah.
At a minimum, you know, that they can, you know, handle most instances within the ambulance. So he ended up doing that. So we're like, just talk about.
Yeah, it was like energy kill, and not in a bad way. I mean, in a
like,
bad way, but like in a way that like, shit, like our friends aren't doing well. There's something going on. Like, we can't, there's only so much we can do.
There's literally nothing we can
where
do.
Where we're at, like,
yeah.
You know, other than Googling for him or whatever, like, we really couldn't do anything else.
Yeah.
But then you're just like, man, I hope she's okay. Like, hopefully this isn't that serious and that it's just like dehydration or something.
Yeah, we had no idea. Because
he really didn't know. He said he was just driving and then she was in and out of it. He didn't know if she was seizing, if she was fainting, like what was happening.
Yeah.
And she'd never done it before. So obviously it was freaking him out, which clearly anybody would be freaked out
by that. So he ended up calling the ambulance. They came and picked her up. They put her in the ambulance and then he followed in the car and they actually went back to Barstow.
Yeah. So they ended up like going another hour and a half, like an hour in the opposite back, direction
back to
of Vegas,
California.
Yeah, back into California.
So they got her in the hospital. They got her on fluids. They checked her out. And it seems to be dehydration and just probably just the body was just tired. Like, you know, it's hard to say, but
nothing serious. Yeah, nothing they didn't serious. Find anything serious.
Yep, she like, checked out. She's to this day, she's good.
Yeah, nothing's happened since then that we know of.
Yeah. So we're sitting there and we're like, oh, you know, that sucks. You know, let us know how everything's going. And then he's like, well, she wants to come to Vegas still. And we're like, damn. Okay. All right. Well, what's your ETA? And he's like, well, they're going to, you know, give her some more fluids. And then, you know, as long as she's feeling better, we're going to get back on the road and, you know, be out there late tonight. So we're like, okay, the butt is coming.
Yeah. So that was good. I mean, it did obviously like suck a little energy out of us for that afternoon, but
yeah, it was,
once we knew she wanted to come to Vegas still, we were like, okay, she's
not good. Feeling like complete shit.
Yeah, she's good. She's, whatever it was, she just needed an IV.
Yeah, I mean, it got her. So that was really cool. So that put us into Friday. What did we do after Mas Por Favor?
Well, that's when we went to the strip club.
After Mas Por Favor, we went to strip club?
Yeah, so because all of it's in the same, like, the Golden Tiki is in the same across the street, thing as Mas Por Favor, and then across the street is Play It Again Sam's.
And then, was it Friday night we went to Fremont Street?
Yeah, right? So Friday night is when everybody was supposed to come in that we were, like, meeting up with. So the Palm Springs couple, which they're mad at their name, and I will figure out new names for them, but
it was funny. A couple of days ago, what's his name? Beard was asking, who is the Palm Springs couple? And we're like, duh. He's like, but they don't live there. I'm like, that's where we met them. That's just how they are in our brain.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can figure out. You know what? I have another idea. Let's call them the Ren Fair couple.
I don't think they're going to like that either.
They're all about the Ren Fair.
We've never been to a Ren Fair.
But they're all about the Ren Fair.
I know, but I think the point was that. Anyway.
Now you got me. I didn't know they hated that name.
I mean, he just said, come on, come on. He was like, the Palm Springs couple, come on. Because they just started listening to our podcast, I think, on the way to Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, they started.
All
right, well, do better, sir. Let's see what you got. Give me something.
Anyway, so they were coming in that day. They drove as well. Sam and Cole were already there, but they were doing their own thing. And so then they were meeting back up with us. And then, of course, Tom and Liz were there. And then Beard and Butt were on their way. So we were all... But Beard and Butt had already decided, like, for Friday night, they were just going to stay.
Just turn in.
Yeah, turn in, get some good night's sleep. Yeah. And then meet up with us on Saturday.
Yeah.
So Friday, we all go to, we all plan to meet for dinner. Well, the six of us. So it's Sam and Cole, Tom and Liz, and us. We plan to meet for dinner because the rest of them are still driving in. So we make a reservation at the steakhouse at the D, which was really, really good.
That was out of all, spoiler alert, we ate nothing but steak.
Houses
this entire trip.
Whole trip.
All the dinners.
Every dinner, that's what we did.
But the first one
was
my favorite.
Yeah, it was good. So we're sitting at the I'm sitting there. We're waiting for a reservation to start. We're waiting for Sam and Cole to get there. Obviously, I mean, the whole time, Liz and Tom and the four of us, we traveled together because we were in the same hotel room. So wherever we were, there. But anyway, I'm just gambling. We're getting a drink. And you are like, oh, I'm getting a text from the
Palm Springs couple.
They want to know if you can check your booking to see what your price is for Planet Hollywood, to see if you get a better price. And then I was like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll check. So originally they were supposed to stay with Sam and Cole, but Sam and Cole's reservation got flip-flopped. Like, their first booking was the big room and their second booking was a small room, which is why...
So they didn't end up having that extra room.
Yeah, which left the Palm Springs couple last minute kind of looking for a room. And it was a holiday weekend, so it was super busy. Like, most of the hotels were sold out. Our hotel that we stayed at was sold out. So they were looking, looking around. And like I said, Planet Hollywood is right across the street from where we stayed. So I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll look. So I look and I'm like, oh yeah, it's like 153 or whatever.
Yeah.
Or 156 or something. And then you're like, okay. And then you tell her, you're texting her and I'm looking on booking and I'm like, do they want me to book it? And then you're like, yeah, they said to book it because hers is more. And I'm like, okay, I'll book it and I'll put it under his name. So I book it. And then I go back to the email to see, to send it to them so they have their reservation
confirmation number
and stuff. And I see the price
went from
153 to $9,664. My stomach dropped. I'm like, what
dropped?
The actual fuck did I do? I was like, because I was gambling and I was drinking and I was like, did I hit a button? Did I buy the penthouse? I'm like, what the hell did I do?
When you went back to look at the room, it said like the Ultra King hip room. And I'm like, you got like the fucking... This is where rock and roll bands stay. Like, Zeppelin doesn't even get this room.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, what?
When I saw the word hip, I'm like, oh, shit.
So I'm like, oh, God, what did I do? And I'm like going back and then I'm looking and I'm like, no, it's like 300 square feet. I'm like, it's not a freaking penthouse. I'm like, what in the holy hell? So I'm going back and I'm looking and then... you call them and you're like, I don't know, there's something going on. Now it's saying that the room was like over $9,000 and they're still driving. So she's looking, she's like, yeah, I'm seeing what you're seeing. So she's videoed it where it shows one price. And then when you click it, it then shows the $9,664 price, like right before you hit book.
You hit next so many times. And in that very last chance is when it changed
on you. But I don't even think it did that to me. I think it went all the way through. So I'm like, oh my God, I just spent 10 grand on a freaking room that I'm not even staying in. Are you kidding me? I was like,
you're going to stay in that room.
I was hallucinating. I was like, oh my gosh, this is wild. So I'm trying to get on the phone with booking. No, of course, they're terrible. Not answering. I'm like calling Planet.
And at this point, it's a third party, so those are always scary.
Yeah. So I'm calling Planet Hollywood, and I get some lady, and she's like, "I don't know. You have to go through booking. I'm not sure. Like, that is weird." She was really nice, but no help. So I call booking back. I'm like on hold with them. Meanwhile, we're trying to be sat for our dinner. So I'm like on the phone. All our friends are there, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, trying to figure this out." I get back on the phone with...
like, maybe we won't be eating steak tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go back to Taco Bell Cantina.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even have an appetite at this point. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I get back, I call Planet Hollywood back again, because I'm like, I just need to talk to somebody. So finally, I got a lady on the phone who was way more helpful. She's like, hold on. She goes, that's our price when we've sold out. So basically, if you go to a hotel, which we know from doing... the plush takeovers at the Marriott. So if you look at the Marriott that we stay at, that plush takes over for
New Year's Eve,
if you go to book a room there, they're like, all the rooms are like 10 grand because essentially they just don't want you to book book there. But I guess if you're going to pay 10 grand for a 300 square foot room, they'll let you have it. But so
they'll kick somebody else
out. Yeah, exactly. So they're like, that's the price we put like that gets put into the system when we're at capacity. And I'm like, okay, well, it let me book it. And if you're at capacity, how would you even like let me book it or whatever? She's like, clearly it's like a glitch or whatever. Are your friends like, and I'm like, and this isn't even my room. Like I was booking for a friend. She's like, are your friends here? The only way they can do this is they're going to have to go to the front desk. They're going to have to, you know, tell them like, obviously like this needs to be switched. The front desk needs to cancel your booking reservation. And then just if they have a room available, give them a room at the same price or whatever at the front desk. So anyway, she's magic with people. The Palm Springs couple, she's, you know, finagles her way through all the things and gets what she needs and what she wants. And she knows how to sweet talk people. And she figured it out. She said that the manager wasn't the most pleasant person to deal with, but they did figure it out. And my card never got charged the $10,000 or $9,664, like a number that'll be ingrained in my brain forever.
That was the most expensive hotel room ever.
Yeah. So anyway, that got figured out, which was like, okay, is it over yet? Like our like butt was in the hospital. I'm being charged $9,000 for a room. Like, can we just like fresh start this day or this weekend?
So we had a great steak dinner.
Oh, our steak dinner was fantastic. Highly recommend the steakhouse at the D. I can't remember the name of it, but actually, oddly enough, Tom and Liz had been to the actual original steakhouse that this was, because it's Detroit based.
Yeah.
So the original one is in Detroit, and they're obviously from Michigan. So they had actually been to it and said it was really good. And so I agree.
I gotta plug them.
Plug who? The steakhouse?
It's called Andiamo Steakhouse. Andiamo. It's got a 4.6 out of 2,000. It's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it was good. But yeah, so, and then the waiter, you had your phone out.
Yeah. On my lock screen, when we're with like-minded friends, I always have like a topless picture of you, or because it always like generates like looks and stuff. So I had just looked at my email and I set it down on the counter. And at
your table.
On the table, and your breasts were just out.
Well, I had pasties on,
but still the same thing. So the waiter came around the corner and goes, "Oh, thank you."
he goes, "Very nice. Thank you very much."
Like, that's your tip, sir. So then after that, we just went out to Fremont, right?
Yeah, we went to Fremont Street. We got our big alcoholic over poured beverages because they have a heavy pour on Fremont. And then we saw the live music that was there, and then we ended up going into the Golden Nugget because we had to pee, but then we ended up getting, recruited into the club upstairs at the Golden Nugget.
Oh, well, the Palm Springs couple ended up joining us at that point.
Yeah. So they ended up joining us on Fremont Street.
Yep.
And, so we were in, the Golden Nugget, and then we, as many times as we've stayed there, we'd never gone up to that club.
It always seemed fancier than me.
Yeah. And the guy was like, no, he's looking at all of us and he's like, no dress code. You're fine.
Yeah, like, it's good because we currently don't match any dress code. I'm not a fancy guy. So for me to go to anything that ends with the word club would typically require pretty major modifications.
Unless it's LS club.
Exactly. So, but it ended up being a pretty cool place. Now, I mean, we always stay at the Nugget.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, okay, I mean, that's an option. It's nice,
like the rooftop, how it overlooks Fremont Street. Like they had a patio that overlooked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it wasn't like crazy busy.
It was packed. You could get up to the bar. Yeah. They had a good DJ.
Yeah.
They had a great outside.
The outside, you could hear the live music from the street.
Yeah. I had a really good time there.
Yeah. So the vibe was vibing there. Like, I mean, other than the fact that Beard and Butt weren't there, they were sleeping. They had made it, but they were sleeping. Oh, the other thing that had happened. So I had booked everybody's, I had booked a lot of people's rooms because of my booking status. Through booking.com. I was getting like better rates than everybody. So I was like, I'll just book them, put them in your name. So Beard and Butt weren't originally not going to come until Saturday. They decided to come up Friday. So I added an additional booking, like a room for them for Friday night, which was separate from their Saturday, Sunday. So when I did that, I did it drunk. I think we were at a Stay Less thing, actually. And I did it drunk. So at first, I didn't put it into his name. I put it in my, it was just in my name. But then I went back in and changed it. Like, right, like almost the next day or whatever. I changed it to his, put his email and everything. He gets to the hotel after all of the stuff he just went through with, but
ended up being probably, you know, 8 hour drive.
Yeah. I mean, hospital, the emotional distress, like just all the things.
All you just want to do is go to bed.
Go to bed. And we're in this bar and it's loud as fuck. And he's calling and I'm like, yeah. And he's like, the lady, is it under my name? And I'm like, yeah. And so I screenshotted it and sent it and circled his name. It's under your name. And then she's like, he's like, she can't find it. She needs something with both of our names on it. I'm like, that's insane. I was like, even if I was married to you, I wouldn't have a document with me with both of our names on it. It's like I carry around my water bill.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, what? Look what I have in my pocket.
Yeah. I'm like, what kind of insanity is that? I was like, your name is on it. I'm like, I'll take a picture of my driver's license if you need me to and send that to you. But I'm like, there's nothing that's going to have both of our names on it. Like, that doesn't even make sense. Yeah. And I'm like, and my name isn't even, shouldn't even be on it because I changed it to your name. It's under my credit card, but it's paid in full. So she shouldn't even be asking for my credit card information.
Yeah.
It would be just whatever credit card you want to put on hold, like put on for the incidentals. Mm. So I'm like, and what's crazier is Tom had checked in. I did the exact same thing for our room that we were staying in with them. He had checked in the day before and had no issue, like whatsoever. And it was the exact same situation where I booked it under my credit card, but I just changed the name to his, and he had no issue checking in on Thursday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like, of course this happens after all of the things you guys have just been through. I'm like, this weekend couldn't, like, it's like the weekend that shouldn't have been
It can't get worse, but it does.
It's like, oh my gosh.
For him,
but
especially,
I mean,
it gets worse.
Yeah, but then when we were in downtown, like, it was a vibe. Like, everybody was vibing. I felt like it was a really fun time. Sam and I went to the bathroom and got caught up in the Cupid shuffle on the way back.
I fell into
the Cupid shuffle. But it was a good night. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went back to the hotel, and turned out Beard and Butt were like the end of our hallway, and we were at the other end of the hallway.
Yeah, like three doors down.
So then he came out. He came out naked.
Mm-hmm. He, we'll talk more about this later, but he is a horn dog, Beard. And leading up to this event in our Vegas group chat, he was swearing to everybody.
He wasn't going to masturbate.
I'm not
going to
masturbate
or come.
Or come. I'm holding out for this weekend. Beware, ladies. You're going to get the full load. And then every day he would slip. And I think he slipped up like that morning of.
Did he?
I thought
he had like 2 days under his belt.
He might have had two. But then when we got back to the room, he came out into the hallway and was naked, jumping around. And I think just the girls being that close to him being naked, I'm pretty sure he went inside and jerked off right there. So yeah, he still to this day swears like he was not. No, sir. So yeah, we're going to talk more about that, him and his self-preservation. But yeah, you are right. We are going to go into a second episode.
I was just thinking we'll cut it here on Friday, and then our actual LS activities start on Saturday.
So we'll do our best to come back. Normally we do every other week, but we'll do our best to come back this Thursday, and this coming Thursday, and finish this recap. And then I think that's doable, right? We get back into town and we should be able to. I don't see no reason why not.
Yeah, probably.
So, but yeah, keep in mind, guys, if you don't hear from us, or actually just start planning it now, June 14th, next Saturday, not Saturday as in this weekend, but June 14th, we are going to be at Athena's in Fontana. If you are on Cassidy, you can find their party, just RSVP. It's going to be a good one. We're going to be there. I'll have my dingling out, and it's going to be a good time.
Ringling for the dingling.
But in the meantime, it's time to go to bed. That being said,
Aurora wave.
I pointed at you to start the end thing, but you know what?
I know.
Exactly as you were trained. All right. And
when enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, baby.
Love you too. If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.